Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 129 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I have with me Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
Or whatever time it is that you happen to be listening, yes. Yeah. It is actually afternoon for us, but it might be morning for you. And in today's show, EdgeRank.
Yes. What I wanted to talk about is EdgeRank. Now, EdgeRank is an algorithm, and I actually think it's probably one of the most important algorithms in the world of marketing at the moment. But for whatever reason, I don't think as many people know about it as should. And the people that do know about it, I don't think they know as much about it as they should. Andy, have you heard of EdgeRank?
Do you know, I think I have, but I cannot remember for the life of me what it
there
is.
There you go, you see, and that's the kind of situation. So for a lot of people, where it's the kind of, they might have heard of it, they might have some rough idea, but they're not quite fully aware of it. Well, EdgeRank is the algorithm that Facebook used to determine what appears in your newsfeed. So it's the newsfeed algorithm. So essentially that is the algorithm that takes all the hundreds, maybe even thousands of potential pieces of content that could appear in your newsfeed at any one point in time and prioritizes those that actually appear. So there's the two-tab view in Facebook. The first one is the kind of top news, and then there's all news. All news is kind of a bit more chronological. But the top news, the one that most people view most of the time, is determined by EdgeRank. Now, why is that important? Well, already there's a great stat I heard recently. I can't cite the source of it, but you know, with stats, most people make them up. But no, this one's actually truth here, which says that in the average person visits 3 websites a day, and one of those is Facebook. Right. So the rest of the world have to cope, you know, fight it out to be one of those other 2 websites that people, you know, that they view.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
It's quite depressing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. But as marketers, you need to be thinking about how you can get your audience on Facebook. Now, when most people talk about Facebook, they kind of go into the kind of abstract engagement and all these types of things and talk about some of the functionality. But all built with the idea of how can we get more likes, how can we get more fans on Facebook. But the truth is that the amount of fans, to a certain extent, is actually irrelevant if your content you're creating isn't appearing in their newsfeed. So you could have 70 million fans, but if you're not appearing in their newsfeed, then it doesn't matter. You know, you'd be better off having one fan and it appearing in their newsfeed. Do you see what I mean? Because it doesn't matter how many people you could reach if you're not actually reaching any of them. So I think it's hugely important, and I'm on a kind of big mission to learn more about it myself, but also try and encourage other people to learn a bit more about it. So how EdgeRank works is there's fundamentally 3 aspects to the EdgeRank algorithm, which does make it sound a little bit simple, but it is actually, there's a level of complexity behind it, and there's, you know, algorithms that make up those 3 elements.
Actually, Kelvin, just before you can I just check I've understood what you said so far? So excuse me, when you say newsfeed, do you mean all of your updates appearing in other people's
So when like, I log into when I log into Facebook, in that middle column there is a series of news items.
Yes, rather like the Twitter fire hose, but your own little fire hose.
Yeah, sort of.
Just people following you.
So, but it isn't. It's the exact opposite to the fire hose, and that it is filtered.
Yes.
It's just and that filter is done. That filtering is done by an algorithm. So not everything that happens on Facebook goes into that feed.
Right.
Only certain elements do. So yeah, there's 3 elements to that algorithm that determine if it appears there or if it doesn't, and it's hidden away on individuals' profiles. The first of those is affinity, right? So affinity is the one that kind of, you might have noticed, if you see an old friend who you've not seen for years, they appear in your newsfeed, you click on their photos to see what they've been up to, and suddenly they appear in your newsfeed all the time, despite the fact that actually you're not really that close to them. Now, that's the affinity element of the algorithm having an effect. So what Facebook are doing is they're looking for signals that say that there's a connection between two people online. So their logic is, if you send a message to someone, that's a sign of affinity. If you like a status update of someone else, that's a sign of affinity. If you view their profile, view their photos, that's a sign of affinity as well.
Right.
So that's kind of the concept, that they're looking to see what your closeness is to other people. And that's how sometimes you can send a kind of false signal to someone, where it's kind of, you click on someone's profile who you're not really interested in, but in Facebook's eyes, you sent them a signal of affinity there. So what does that mean for marketers? Well, that means, first, really, really, really important thing to understand about affinity is it's one way, right? So
okay.
If I check Andy's profile all the time and send Andy, well, just say I check your profile all the time.
Yeah. So you're basically stalking me then.
Yeah, say I'm stalking Andy online.
Yes.
Not that I am, but I could be. You don't. Andy wouldn't know. That's the thing about Facebook. Mm. And that's kind of the point, that it's one way. So me viewing your profile all the time increases the likelihood of you appearing in my newsfeed, but it doesn't increase the likelihood of me appearing in your newsfeed.
So it has direction. Affinity has direction.
It has direction. So what that means for a brand is, otherwise you could say, okay, well, if I want to increase my... If it were two-way... You could just visit all of your fans' profiles and you'd increase your affinity that way. That doesn't work. It has to be the fan of you, the person who likes your profile, sending a signal of affinity towards you. So you need to encourage affinity rather than you can't generate it. You need to let other people create it for you.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So I'll come back to some of the ways you can increase affinity a little bit later. But that's the first element to it. The second element is edge weight, right? So it's called edge rank. And basically, an edge is an item of interaction on Facebook. And I won't go into the detail on that, but basically, edge weight is the idea that certain types of content, certain types of interaction on Facebook have a greater value than others.
Okay.
Right? So we're more likely... So if you imagine a score out of 100, right? The edge weight ranks certain types of content on that scale. So photos, links, and videos tend to have the highest weighting.
Okay.
So they might be 80, 70, 65, say. On my virtual score out of 100. But then other types of interactions, like liking a fan page, might have a lower score, so like 20. And then you might have some in the middle that, like a text, like a textual status update, might be 50.
Right.
So if you imagine there's a scale between them. So you've then got these two elements going together. So you've got the closeness of you as a person to them, and then you've got the weight of the type of content that's being updated.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing there is that weighting is personalized. So, for example, if Andy likes looking at other people's photos and I like watching other people's videos, I'm more likely to be shown videos in the future than photos.
Okay.
But for Andy, because you prefer the photos, you're more likely to see the photos, right?
So
there's a relative ranking going on there of the importance of them. So that's the two elements. And then the final one is time decay. So that's the recency of the update.
Okay.
So more recent updates are more likely to appear than older updates. So those three elements combine together to almost create a top 15 news stories at any one point in time.
So they sort of lose their virulence over time,
yes,
as it were.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They decay.
And it decays. So there's an element to that, which means timing's really important too. You have to be aware that if you updated yesterday, that might be seen as old, so it's less likely to appear in people who didn't log in till today, and you updated yesterday. They're less likely to see it than if they'd logged in yesterday, if you see what I mean. So what are some of the things you can do as a marketer to try and increase your edge rank and try and increase the number of people who see the updates?
I know where this is going.
Yep.
This is just putting up really good content.
Well, that's part of it, but there's more to it. Well, I mean, I'll take it as a given that putting up really good content is what you've got to do to get people's attention. You have to do that.
Regularly.
Regularly.
Yes.
But the first thing is, okay, well, so you understand affinity. So mm-hmm. the more affinity that your fans have to you, the more likely your content is to appear. So you have to start thinking about, well, say I've got a big announcement to make in 4 weeks' time. I need to probably have a strategy in place between now and then to increase my affinity between me, between the fans and myself as much as possible. So as many of those people have as high an affinity score as I can sort of, arrange. Mm. So how can I do that? Well, an easy way is to get people to view your profile, get them to comment on another status update. So a very practical thing to do is if you've got a couple of big announcements coming up, write some controversial status updates or ask people to respond with an answer. So like, what are you doing this weekend? Right, it might be a terrible question, but you could do that, and then suddenly you get 100 people replying saying, well, I'm going to do the garden this weekend. That person, by writing on that status update, has increased their affinity towards you. So that means next week when you're saying, hey, buy my new product, you're more likely to appear in their newsfeed than you would have been if they hadn't have said, I'm doing the gardening this weekend. So it's kind of trying to increase the level of interaction that someone's had with you previously.
So basically, there's an element of preparation here, like warming up almost.
And the more warmed up your audience are, the better. And I mean, in an ideal world, you're doing this type of thing regularly, so you're always topping up your affinity because it's going to diminish over time. But if you've got, I'm thinking kind of for a particular product launch or something like that. Next up then is the waiting. So what that means is you need to understand that the type of content that you create on Facebook, some of it's more likely to get a bigger audience than others. So that means, to go back to my, metaphorical product launch, if I were given the choice between launching that product with just a, hey, we've got a new product, you can get it here, I would actually say, well, can I add some video to that? Because then the video has a higher weighting, so it's more likely to appear in people's news feeds. Or can I add several photographs when making that product launch?
Yeah, so it's a careful choice of the media, isn't it?
Yeah, and also appreciating that different people are going to have different weightings there. So it might be, on that big product launch, I do one with video, one with photos, and one with just a link. Because certain people are going to have expressed interest in those types of content.
Yeah, to try and capture the different sorts of people.
Yeah. And then the final one is all about timing. So understanding when's the best possible time for you to be making this status update, because you've got that time decay, so you've only got a relatively small window of opportunity to appear in someone's newsfeed. So I mean, practical way of doing that is look at your analytics for your site, look at your referring traffic from Facebook, see what days of the week that's coming from currently already, see what times of the day it is that that's already coming, and then you can say, okay, well, if most of my traffic from Facebook comes on a Friday at 5 p.m, I know I should probably make this big announcement at Friday 4:30 because I'm going to then appear on their feed because I'm a recent item when they log in at that point in time.
So these are just stats from your normal website, are they, Kelvin?
Yeah,
whether referrer is Facebook.
Yeah, whether referrer is Facebook, or if you've got particular tracking set up to, differentiate Facebook traffic from normal traffic, you can go in and see what days of the week and what times of day that people are coming through. So There's lots of, potential follow-ons from that with EdgeRank, but understanding, what can I do to reset the time decay? If I keep commenting on my post, will that reset the time? And there's various additional things you can do there. But what I really wanted to share with the listeners is that there is an algorithm at play there. There is a small amount of discussion going on about what makes up that algorithm. And the better you understand that algorithm, the more likely you are to have success on Facebook. Because if you get EdgeRank, you'll get your content in people's newsfeed. And if it's in front of people and then it's good content, you're going to have a success. If you make a few mistakes and don't think about EdgeRank, it doesn't matter how good your content is if no one sees it. So, yeah, it's just kind of to introduce the topic. I think it's really interesting. I'm going to be looking into it a lot more and would certainly advise people to kind of explore EdgeRank, particularly if a lot of your traffic is currently coming from Facebook, because a few tweaks in how you approach it could make a huge amount of difference in how many news feeds you appear in, and therefore the amount of business, the amount of traffic that you get from that source.
Why is it called edge rank? Is there a historical reason for that?
Yeah, so basically
the word edge.
Yeah, that any piece of content or interaction on Facebook is known as an edge. So liking something's an edge, uploading a photo's an edge, commenting on something's an edge, right? So what each of these things are edges, and then fundamentally the newsfeed isn't actually a newsfeed, it's a search results page for the best edges. So
why are they called edges?
I honestly don't know, but that's kind of the logic is, so it's kind of like interaction. So it's you know, each time you like something, that's something that could appear in the newsfeed. Mm. So actually what you're doing is really you're competing against other potential items. So, you know, an understanding of edge rank gives you the idea that, well, actually what I'm doing is competing against other potential news stories. Well, maybe one way I could increase my likelihood of appearing in news feeds is by understanding what time of day or day of the week are there the least amount of edges created. Do you see what I mean? So maybe actually your big product announcement should be on a Sunday evening, because it happens that in your followers they're not actually creating much content on a Sunday evening. Therefore, you've got less new pieces of content to be fighting against. So you have a big time decay advantage, because you're fresh. Everything else is old. That can often help you, even if your affinity or your edge weight's a bit sort of low.
Good stuff, Kelvin. So those of you out there who are using Facebook a lot, heed the edge rank.
It's important, it's exciting, and I think it's very, very interesting.
It is a wrap, and don't forget, folks, please do interact with us. So send in your MP3s if you want, or your phone calls using that special number that I say at the end. And, of course, the email address is...
I have a mouthful of water, but the email address is Kelvin, so KELVIN.Newmans, that's NEWMAN, at sitevisibility.com. So if you send in a question, we'll work it into a future Q&A episode.
Brilliant. We'll see you all again next time on Internet Marketing. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.